We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Terumot. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet. En tormin mimin al she'eno mino. We do not separate Teruma from one type of produce for another type of produce. For example, let's say to take off, you have oil and wine in front of you, and you remove Teruma from the oil to cover, to act as Teruma for both the oil and the wine. That we don't do. We learned that from a pasuk. It states in Parashat Korach by the mitzvah of Teruma, Kol chelev yitzhar, mekol chelev tirosh vedagan. Chelev means Teruma, the Teruma of oil, and the Teruma of wine and grains. The fact that the Torah separates them and uses the word Teruma for each one separately shows us, and it teaches us, that we're not supposed to take Teruma off from one kind onto for the purpose of another kind. Ve'im taram en terumato teruma. And if someone did separate teruma from one type of produce for another, the teruma is not valid. However, the Mishnah continues and says, kol min chitim echad. All types of wheat are considered one. Which means even though you have different varieties of wheat, some are red, some are white, they all belong, however, to the same category with respect to teruma. And you can take off teruma from one kind for the purpose of another. It's all wheat. Kol min te'enim ugrogarot udvela echad. And also all types of fresh figs, that's te'enim, dried figs, that's grogarot, dvela is pressed figs, they're all considered one. V'torem mize al ze, one is therefore allowed to separate teruma from any one type of wheat on another type of wheat, or one type of fig on other types of figs as well. The Mishnah continues and says, "Kol makom sheyesh kohen torem min hayafet." Now there is a halacha; the Torah requires us that the teruma has to be separated from the best part of the crop. We learn that from the words "mikol chelbo." Chelbo means from its best part. Yakriv mimenu. You have to take the teruma. So now we have here a little machloket Tanaim, how to apply this rule. So according to Tanakama, kol makom sheyesh kohen, in a place where the kohen is available, to whom the teruma can be given right away, torem min hayafe, one should separate teruma from the best produce that he has. Which means, for example, if let's say one has fresh figs and dried figs. So now he should designate as teruma only fresh figs, because the fresh ones are better than the dried ones. So that's called torem min hayafe. V'kol makom she'en kohen, torem min amitkayem. However, let's say you're in a place where the kohen is not available. Therefore, you're going to have to take off the teruma and keep it with you for a while before you find the kohen to give it away. So then in that case, torem min amitkayem. You should separate teruma from the produce that lasts longer, even if it's not the best produce. For example, if it's fresh figs and dried figs, he should pick teruma from the dried figs, because dried figs last longer than the fresh ones. Rabbi Yehuda omer leolam utorem min hayafe. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, always when you separate teruma, it has to be from the best produce. Regardless if the kohen is available or not, it has to be that teruma is separated from that which is best. Fresh is always considered the best. It tastes better. And therefore, regardless if the kohen is available or not, it's a din in the hafrashat teruma, in the separation of teruma, that it has to be mikol chelbo. However, the halacha says the Baal Tanura is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Tanakama, that it depends. If the kohen is available, you take from the best. If he's not yet available, you take from that which endures longer. Mishnah he. Tormin batzal katan shalem, velo chatzi batzal gadol. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo chi ela chatzi batzal gadol. This Mishnah is giving us here another case, which is going in consonance with the machloket Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda that we just saw before. Tanakama says, Tormim batzal katan shalem. If let's say you have a group of onions, and you are in a place where the kohen is not available, and you have to take off teruma, So according to Tanakama, you should take off Truma, you should designate as Truma, Batsal Katan Shalem, a small onion that is whole, Velo Chatzi Batsal Gadol, rather than half of a big onion. Even though the big onions normally taste better than the small ones, but being that the whole one will last longer than the half of an onion, so the whole onion, even though it's small, should be used as truma if the kohen is not available. Rabbi Yehuda, in accordance with what we saw that he holds in the Mishnah before, he says, lo ki ela chatzi batzal gadol. No, rather you should designate the half of the big onion as truma, since those are the ones that are tastier and they are the better quality. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda would apply his opinion to the following case as well. Tormin betzalim mi bnei ha-medina al ha-kufrim. We designate onions of the bnei ha-medina, of the city dwellers, as truma, for the onions of villagers. In the time of the Mishnah, it was a common thing that people who lived in the cities, they ate one type of onion of better quality, and the people who lived in the villages, they ate a different type, which was normally of lower quality. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have both of these types of onions, the Bnei HaMedina onions and the Kufrim, meaning the city dweller onions and the villager onions, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said you always have to take off Truma from the best, so you take off Truma from the Bnei HaMedina, from the city onions, for the purpose of the village onions. Avalo min ha-kufrim al Bnei HaMedina. But not the other way around. You don't take off from the village onions as Truma for the city onions. Why? Mipene shehu ma'achal politikin. Because the onions of the city dwellers is food of nobility, of the, you see, politikin is like politicians, used here as to mean people who are in the palace of the king, of nobility, which means that shows that these onions are of better quality, they taste better, and even though the onions of the villagers last longer, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that being that the onions of the city dwellers are considered to be the superior type, they are the ones that should be designated as Truma over the other type. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.